When it comes to our cattle market, cash is king. I'm Keith Lundberg with your farm news update. We continue to see some strong markets, especially in the cattle industry. Brad Koima is with Koima, based out of Sioux Center, Iowa.
Then by the end of the week, the packer caves once more. Leverage is a big deal, obviously, and I continue to contend that the North especially, extremely current and pulled forward and don't have a lot of cattle. And when you have that kind of leverage, you're able to get the packer to come your way. So that certainly was the pattern again last week where, generally 218 on a lot of cattle. There was just even a little dabble of 19 in some isolated spots, which was, three, four higher and maybe 8 to 10 higher than 2 weeks ago. The South was up a couple, three as well. So the cash leverage has been awesome. And you notice the box beef thing has been, pretty much red hot too, right?
Brad, you and I have talked many times on this program about when cattle are sold, if they're delivered right away or not. I'm talking that 1 to 15 day window, that 15 to 30 day window. Get us up to date. How's that been going? I know we're current.
Very much so. And maybe I overdo that sort of part of analysis, but I guess I think that leverage piece is important. So I couldn't help but notice that last week on that report. So if you negotiate for cattle, there's two categories. Either they're picked up within 1 to 14 days or 15 to 30 days. Of course, there's a little bit of indication if a packer gets a lot of that bought out front, right? He's not going to have to buy as many then. Well, I just couldn't help but notice, but last week's number is like half of what normal is, 59.22. That would tell me that the packer's going to be pretty close to the knife again this week and going to hopefully have to participate what I expect to be another higher cash week on cattle this week. So we might just touch that magic 220 this week after all.
And then, of course, you just throw in the uncertainty about what's going on in the ag industry. With your farm news update, I'm Keith Lundberg.